on this last week of the... Hubert Humphrey has decided that, in a way, there are three issues he will be concentrating on this last week of the election campaign. One is arms control, two is economy, and three is race and the progress that we will or will not make in racial problems. Now, surprisingly, among those three, Vietnam is not present. Humphrey believes that, really, there is not that much that can be said or done about Vietnam by a candidate. If anything happens in Vietnam, if there is a ceasefire or anything else, it is something that will take care of itself and would probably, of course, accrue to his benefit politically. But in a way, also, Humphrey believes that the issues are not that important, that when people get in the voting booth, the important thing in their minds will be the man they are voting for. So the line he uses over and over this last week is, whom can you really trust?
Whom we can trust to turn back the dangerous arms race, and whom we can trust to hold this country together, and whom we can trust to lead this America forward. And I ask you tonight, who do you think you can trust? Thank you, my friends.
He will be working hard this last week, concentrating in the seven major industrial states. He has enough money to finish with strong television time. He will end up the night before the election with a two-hour nationwide television telethon. Jack Perkins, NBC News, with the Humphrey campaign.
The Humphrey campaign got a boost today. For the first time, the Daily News reported the vice president was leading Richard Nixon in the newspaper's statewide straw poll. The latest figures give Humphrey a lead of more than 4%. With the election only a week away, Gabe Pressman asked Eugene Foley, Humphrey's state coordinator, for an assessment.
Well, we feel very encouraged. The momentum is definitely with us. The polls are coming with us, and I think we're going to win, and win quite handily in New York.
By handily, how many votes?
I would say we're going to win by a minimum of 250,000. If the Daily News poll is correct, it would appear that we're going to win by more than that. But I'll rest on 250,000.
Isn't the deep division within the Democratic Party hampering you?
Well, they did in September, but they're coming together very well right now, and I think that we have no complaints. All aspects and factions of the party are working very, very well together.
Even the pro-McCarthyites?
Oh, yes. The McCarthyites have come over in droves, and they've been a big factor, and I think they are in our upswing.
What about Paul O'Dwyer?
Well, I don't know about Paul. We're for Paul. I think he's an outstanding person. He's a highly morally sensitive person. I hope he wins. I just wish he'd come over, and I think if he did come over, it might help him. But he's a unique individual, and I like him.
There was great applause as Humphrey came to Canton today. Much of it for the young man who came to Canton with him. Humphrey had given a ride to Ronnie Harris, the Canton boy coming home from the Olympics after winning a gold medal for boxing over the weekend. At Malone College, Humphrey remarked on how Harris had won his last fight despite a sore thumb and sickness.
Ron, as I looked over the circumstances surrounding your fight, it felt a little bit like my campaign. I got off to a late start. I'm sure I sprained my thumb or at least did something when we started out because the campaign was so late in getting going. There was a long period of time when we wondered whether or not we could really last it out. Politically, the legs were a little wobbly, but I tell you that I have too prayed for strength, and I've looked for a number of friends to help me, and I'm happy to announce to this great audience at Canton, Ohio, that I intend to have a championship medal placed around me on November the 5th.
Most polls don't agree, but Humphrey says his figures are. He is slightly ahead of Nixon in Ohio now. Nixon won it in 60. Humphrey doesn't think he will this year.
All of these hotshots that had this campaign all wrapped up, Mr. Nixon and his Madison Avenue Public Relations that was sure that they could take the people for granted, that were sure that all they needed was a big advertising budget, that was sure all they needed to do was to scare you. Well, it isn't working. We're going to give them the worst defeat that they've ever had since Harry Truman.
Tomorrow, another last visit to one of the key states. Tomorrow, Humphrey in Pennsylvania. Jack Perkins, NBC News, with the Humphrey campaign.
He also voiced confidence today as he campaigned in Ohio. CBS News correspondent Morton Dean reports from Akron.
Last week, it was Richard Nixon who toured Ohio. Today, it was the Democratic nominee's turn. Hubert Humphrey motivating to seven Ohio communities, searching for the state's 26 electoral votes, predicting the greatest political upset since 1948, and needling those who had written him off as a loser.
You young people, will you help us now? Well, I want you to go on out and call on every door, call on the neighbors, get them out to vote. And just remember this, when you call on an elderly couple, remind them that Mr. Nixon said Medicare wouldn't work. Remind them that he only once in his life voted for Social Security. Remind them that you young students, remind them that he never helped you in federal aid education. Remind a working family what it means to have a Republican administration. You work as you've never worked. Somebody said we didn't have enough materials. Well, I guess that's right, but we got enough people if we'll put them to work. We're short on money, but we're strong on people. We've got people power. So, listen, I feel great. I tell you, we're going to give the biggest political upset that this country's ever seen, and I want you to be a part of it. You think we're going to win? Do you want to win? Are you going to help me win? Yeah. Will you do it this week? Yeah. All right, let's give it to him. Sock it to him.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it.